Rob Palmieri, candidate for the Utica mayor spot. How are you, sir? Good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Good to be back again. Thank you.
Busy? Been busy for you?
Extremely, extremely busy. It's a good time of the year. Going out there and meeting a ton of people, going door to door throughout the entire city. Yeah, it's been very, very rewarding and very nice.
All right, let's start out with the big question.
Yes,
everybody wants to know.
I'm running for mayor, yes. Is that the question?
Well, everybody knows that you're running for mayor.
Okay, that's good.
And this is one of the most talked about races I've seen in a while is the race for Utica mayor. Right now it's a three-way race between yourself, Bob Cardillo, and Mike Seminaro. Bob Cardillo's got the endorsement from the Conservative, Independents, and Republican Party, and you got the Democratic nod. You came out with some strong words about Mr. Cardillo the other day. What was behind? What's the whole reasoning behind this?
Well, again, I'm glad you said strong words because that's what they are. I mean, what I'm saying is exactly the difference between myself and whether it be Bob Cardillo or any candidate is the differences, and that's what I spearheaded. I will be a full-time mayor. I don't have a second job at this point. And I was just basically articulating the fact that City of Utica at this point doesn't need someone who has another interest that can't give 100%, which I've given as a public servant. And let me go back. When I was a member of the Common Council, and I served for 14 years, I traveled the Northeast. I traveled Boston, Chicago, down in Atlanta. And I continue to balance being a member of the Common Council, being on other boards, contributing to the city on a public level and also as a civic-minded individual. So, my heart and soul is in the City of Utica, and I know what's going on here, and I know I have the leadership to make a change.
I'll give you a quote. This is from Dan Miner from the Utica OD. One of the main differences between Mr. Cardillo and I is that I've been in public service for almost two decades, always doing the best I can for the people of Utica while he's been out satisfying his own ambitions. I was born here and I stayed here. Meanwhile, Mr. Cardillo uses the city like so many other politicians. He leaves when it suits him and returns at his personal convenience. Utica needs a mayor who has demonstrated commitment and who who will continue to prove it. And that's from you, that you released that statement to Dan Miner. What's his personal gain? I mean, I don't understand. What's the reasoning behind this whole thing?
Articulate again. There's a difference between myself and Bob Cardillo.
So you're saying he's more of an opportunist, that he saw
an
opportunity.
I'm saying that Rob Palmieri has been here, has stayed here, and it's wonderful. Bob left, and then now he's deciding to come back. I was in the private sector for over 30 years in sales and marketing, and I continue to stay here, and I continue to work hard, and that's the difference between myself and, obviously, at this juncture, Bob Cardillo. There's nothing more than that. He's got another vested interest, which he identified as Cardinal...
the Cardinal organization.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's a wonderful thing, but that is another position that he, at this point, is not a full-time mayor, and that's not what the city needs. I'm a full-time mayor. I will be a full-time mayor. I'm committed to this area. Grassroots, I've been on the streets for the last 8 years, 14 years on the member of the Common Council. I don't have to have on-job training at this point.
Really?
I've been on the most difficult areas of our city and have been able to, in some of the areas, change them for a betterment for the people in there. So, and if I have the ability to do that in the hardcore areas where there's drugs, crimes, then I want to be able to have the leadership, the motivation to the administration to make it throughout the entire city. Because we all know what happens in some of these other areas is just going to trickle into north, south, and southeast Utica.
And that's what's been happening.
And I've heard you on the air, Mark, a number of times, your frustrations at times.
Yeah.
What's going on in there. And going door to door, that's all I hear at this point, is the city basic needs that we need at this point. And it's great to have visions down the road, and we will have those visions. The Harbor Point is a great opportunity for us. But what is someone going to do right now? There is no one that has the ability at this point, other than Rob Palmieri, that knows what's going on in there with the hardcore problems, with the economic development, than myself. So, I mean, I get very passionate about this.
I can tell.
Oh, I do. I do, because, you know, the worst thing that you hear when you're out there going door to door is someone to say, you know what, Rob, I've had it. I'm out of here. Yeah. I'm putting a for sale sign on there. And the area is a great area. And if I didn't believe that there could be a change and we couldn't be better, then I wouldn't be talking with this passion. But I've been on the streets, and I've taken these streets that have been classified as the worst street in the city, Mulberry. And we stayed on top of it. Yep. And we stayed on top of it. You just can't go once and take care of it. You want to spur economic development? You got to change the attitude of the people. The apathy has to go.
You're absolutely right.
But the other aspect of it is, since I did travel in other parts of the Northeast, and you have the opportunity to see what's working in other areas.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And when you leave and when you come back, you realize what a jewel that we have here. We're nestled in a centrally located area. We're minutes away from the Adirondacks, which people from all over are coming here. You're on the thruway, and we're right here to go either east or west to New York or Buffalo. It's an ideal situation. We have the largest park areas. We've got, listen, and I've said this before, if we do the Boilermaker, the Heart Run, all these great assets that we do, the work core is here. The people are here. It takes leadership, bipartisan leadership, to bring people together. I've marked myself at that level when I was a member of the Common Council. I've worked bipartisan with Republicans, Democrats. It doesn't make a difference. The problems we face are Utica problems. I've said that when I first ran multiple years ago on the member of the Common Council, when I was in a primary, because my philosophy was there's no one good idea, whether it be Democratic or Republican or conservative. Mm-hmm. It's a Utica issue.
Yeah.
I bring people together. My door's always been open, and that's what I will do as a leader. You need to motivate. It's the city of Utica is like having a coach, and when you motivate the people, and they take on what you are. People have known that Rob Palmieri rolls up his sleeves. He's in the trenches. He's not afraid to get dirty. I know what the problems are out there, and I will tell you, I will guarantee our streets, the perception of what we have will be changed in a very short period of time.
And I think it's up to people in their own neighborhoods, too, to take a proactive approach. Instead of, just sitting back and being like, oh, the city's going to the dogs. We can't do anything. Look, this street. Do something about it, right?
I mean, I agree with you, Mark, but people are so frustrated at this point because money, again, going door to door. Man, I've said, well, yeah, I've done that. Rob, I've called. I've done this. I've just have given up. We, the members of the city, the administration, have to change that. We have to go out and change that apathy. We have to come out of our ivory tower at City Hall and go on the streets and talk to the people, and not just in Cornhill or West Utica. You need to go to North Utica, South Utica, Southeast Utica, and let them know, okay, what are your concerns? Because not everyone goes to a neighborhood watch meeting.
Right.
And the only time someone calls is when they have a problem. I want to be more proactive. I want to go out there. You know, I was noted for the quality of life sweeps and the action sweeps.
Yep. One thing I think that people remember about Rob Palmieri is how involved you were with these sweeps. I mean, you were out there with the Chiefs.
The chief was out with me. The district attorney. We had the county executive. We brought everybody out there. And that's what people, it's so important, because a lot of people won't call. They won't come out. They won't go to City Hall. But if you're on their doorsteps and you've got a codes commissioner with you, you've got urban and economic, you've got the police chief, the fire chief, you've got parks, you've got everyone there at your footsteps, they could ask the questions. You break down those barriers. And that's where you become the catalyst. Then they could say, well, the city really does care. And now that perception has changed. Like, I don't care. You know what? I do see a difference. I didn't realize I can't put my green waste out like this. I didn't realize that was a code violation.
Right.
I didn't realize there was money available for sidewalks or whatever it may be. So you bring the people out there and you hit the streets, not just once in a blue moon. Again, you'll hear me say this throughout my campaign. We've got to be consistent, persistent, and have continuity. And that's what we're going to do for the 4 years that I'm in office. We're going to change the perception of what is out there. It's difficult times. There's no question. We all know, on a federal level, on a county level, on a state level, I'm not going to mislead anybody and say we're going to pave all your streets,
right, yeah,
and that we're going to lower your taxes, because the people are smart enough to understand that's not going to happen. But what I am going to be is a very transparent mayor. We are going to go out there and we're going to change the complexion of what we're going to be doing out there. And the involvement of the people will be the success of where Utica, New York goes in the future.
how do you bring a lot of people are disenfranchised with the way the city government is going on. You know, it's a lot of an age of the internet, like it or hate it. It's a lot of conspiracy theories out there saying, you know, this guy's in bed with that guy, this guy's in bed. How do you change that perception? I've never heard of City Hall referred to as an ivory tower, so that was a first on the show.
Well, ivory tower is always...
But it does...
In corporate America, so you understand, when I was in the private sector, it was always, you know, you're out as a sales and marketing, you're on the streets, and you have your CEOs and your VPs are in there, and you know, sometimes you lose touch of what is happening out on the streets.
Absolutely.
And that's what needs to be done. Everyone needs to understand what are the people complaining about, what are their concerns, what are their ideas. Let me tell you, walking the streets, people come up with just wonderful ideas and how come you don't do this.
Right,
but if you don't engage with these people, they don't feel like they're part of the process.
Yeah, I mean, a million bad ideas, I think, are better than just five right ideas.
The more people you have involved, they become engaged. And that's what has to happen.
How do you like the new OD, by the way? The new format?
It's different. The clarity is very nice.
It's nice, right?
It's different. I'm a little older now, and some of the print is a little bit smaller in some areas.
They said they didn't change any of the print type.
Unfortunately, I used to make fun of my parents when they look at the obituaries and so forth.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, tragically, there's been so many people over the last year or so that have been very young, and I go in there, and it does seem to be a little bit smaller. However, it could be my eyes are a little bit weaker.
Well, you're a 40-year-old guy now, Rob?
I'm just approaching that, Mark. Yes, 41, but who's talking at this point? I feel good. I'm energized. I'm motivated. One thing, if anyone knows Rob Palmieri, whether it be a father, whether it be a husband, whether it be a coach, a salesman, or a public servant, I'm very intense. I'm very passionate. And I'm not at all afraid to roll up my sleeves and get things done.
So, what are your key issues that you want to, as soon as you want to hit the ground running, if you're elected mayor, what are the things that you want to get done ASAP, your top priorities that you can see happening within the first 2 months of your
what we're going to do is we're going to outline, and the difference is going to be when we outline what we're doing, we're going to have the people within the city of Utica within a 4 month period of time, what we're going to be doing as far as the infrastructure, what we're going to be doing with economic development, what we're going to be doing with the quality of life within our neighborhoods, making them safer, cleaner. We will put an agenda out there, and in 4 months, we will review that, and that will be, it'll be in front of you and your radio. It'll be on the OD, KTV, UTR, throughout the entire. I want us to be accountable to the people. I don't want to say you're going to see a difference. I want them to say to me, Rob, I did see a difference.
Right.
So we will put it out there. The accountability is going to be all our department heads. It's going to be people working at City Hall. It's no longer saying, well, you know, we can't do this or we can do this. If we can't do it, then the people are going to understand why we can't do it. The money's not there. However, we do have money to keep our streets clean. We do have money for public safety with our police, with our fire. We do have money for codes. We do have money for our parks. So we're going to go out there and we're going to tell them exactly how we're going to make these differences and changes, and we're going to do it. Again, the quality of life for all residents of the city of Utica, not just one neighborhood. Revitalizing our neighborhood, one street at a time, and fostering an atmosphere for small businesses. We're going to go out there and we're going to meet the businessmen. As I said before, I'll be in City Hall, but I'm not going to be in there all day. I'm going to meet the people. I want to see their vision, their ideas.
I think that's an important thing. You know, I don't like to sit in the studio all day and just, you know, pick up the phone and make phone calls. I like to get out to events and to get on the street because you can't get a real feel of how the people are reacting to certain things or how people stand on issues. I think it's critical in any position if you're dealing with the public to actually get out in the public.
Well, I think that's the beauty that I bring to the table at this point is my background in sales for over 33 years of marketing and sales. I mean, that's my that's what I enjoy. I've always been out an outside salesman and manager. Been involved in city politics for a number of years. That's a pro or that's con. I know the legislation end of it as a member of the Common Council. I was a deputy public safety commissioner. I work extremely well with the police and fire codes. I have a real good root system on that. So, I mean, there's not too many aspects that I don't need on-job training. And the beautiful thing of it is you've got some people there at the point that are very good. What they need is strong leadership. Rob Palmieri will provide that leadership that's going to motivate the department heads, the people at City Hall to go out there. I look back at, you know, we've talked about, you know, in the past and Ed Hanna, but one thing people have said to me, you know, you take him for what you want, or if you like him or you didn't like him, the streets were clean. There was a different perception what they felt like that. I'm not Ed Hanna, but I'm Rob Palmieri, and my passion is very similar to his passion.
You know what I'd like to see, Rob, and I don't know if you're the guy to talk to or not, but you, have you ever seen those motorized scooters and those little mini motorcycle bikes kids are riding around on these
yes.
days? Something's
got to
happen with that.
As far as stopping them?
Something, because they're just running rampant now in every neighborhood across the city of Utica. They're in the road. They're zipping through there. I just find it amazing that they could ride these things without any kind of, I mean, because they're, it's just like a motorcycle only for kids, and they seem pretty dangerous.
Mark, you're hitting on a point, quite frankly, that everyone I'm talking to is not specifically that issue, but it's a quality of life.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, we could talk about all the pie in the sky things that we want to do, but what you're saying is what's frustrating people. It could be, you know, who's walking in the streets. It could be the loud music. It could be the parties. It's all these things. And no matter where you live in the city, you want to feel that your house is your castle. And that's the services that we provide. You are our customers. The only thing the city of Utica has to offer is service.
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah,
when
you're
call,
right.
When you call up City Hall or the police or fire, you're not calling to say, you know what, guys, you're doing a great job. You're saying, I've got a problem. We, as you are a customer, we have to understand what your concerns are. It could be insignificant maybe in someone's eyes, but into that customer, it's very important, and we need to address it as a business. That's their important issue. Take care of it.
Rob Palmieri, thanks so much. Website? You got a website or anything like that?
Absolutely. RobPalmieri.com, Utica, New York.
Simple and easy.
Yes.
I like it when I hate when people put the words in place of numbers, like four is F-O-U-R, not F-O-R. It just drives me nuts. But
well,
simple and easy.
Palmieri, and you go on the website, and you go right on my Facebook, you go right onto my website.
You a Facebook savvy guy?
Listen, here's where I am. Things change, and if you don't change with the things, you get stuck in the mud.
Amen.
Okay,
hear that.
So am I very good at it? I'm learning,
yeah.
And I'm trying to expand.
Excellent. Rob Palmieri, thanks so much.
Pleasure, as always, Mark. Thank you for having me.